That's good. We'll start the Mishnah. Bottom of Peichet, Amud Bet. All right, Hotsia. It's a complicated Gemara, but hopefully we'll go through it slowly. When it'll be easy enough to understand. Then Hotsia get ve'eni moktuba. Right, so she has the woman has two possible documents to make a claim to get her ksuba from. One is the ksuba itself, right, which is a document she can pull out to collect her ksuba, and the other one's the get, because if she was divorced, then she's entitled to a ksuba. So now, if she has both documents, right, it's a lot easier. If she has the get and the ksuba, right, then she's coming to collect her ksuba, and what? And she shows the get, and she says, I was divorced, and therefore I want to collect my ksuba. Question comes up where she only has one of those two documents, a get or a ksuba. Now, we have to just enter the other points, which are, once her ksuba is paid, how do we know that her ksuba has been paid? Right, so there's two options. Like today, we think either a shover or a shovar, which is a receipt. She gets a receipt for the payment of the ksuba, and then he gets the receipt and say, I paid it. Right, but that comes down to machlokus, whether we use a shovar or not. Do we give receipts or not? Because the problem with giving a receipt is then the obligation on the payee to hold out the shovar. If he loses it, then the creditor can come back and make a second claim, which we not necessarily want. The other possibility is to rip up the shtar ksuba, to rip it up, which wouldn't be such a big deal if she's going to make a claim with the shtar ksuba. The problem is if she's coming with her shtar get to make a claim, and then you want to rip up the shtar, the get, right, then she's going to say, well, I can't get married without my get, so I need my document. So that's really what the mission is after here, is trying to figure out, based on two factors. One is the opinions of whether we write a shovar, whether you can, Maisa Beis Din, can you reverse a Maisa Beis Din or not? And number three is, what documents are available to you. So all these three factors are going to factor into this Mishnah and the Gemara today. All right, so Hotsia get ve'eni mo ketubah. All right, someone takes out a get, but she has no ketubah. Goveh ketubata. Then she can collect on her ksuba. She got divorced, she can collect on her ksuba. Right? The Gemara is going to discuss why is that in this case. Ketubah ve'eni ma get. Whatever, she has a ksuba, but she has no get. He omer et avad giti. She says, I lost my get. V'hu omer avad shovri. Right? I lost my receipt. Right? So they each have a claim of what? She says, I lost the get. He says, I lost the receipt. Right? So then, what do we say? V'chein bal chov. Shotzit shtar chov. He brings out a document. Ve'eni mo pruzbol. It went through the Shemitah. And what once it passes through the Shemitah, you have Shemitah at Kisafim. He can no longer collect with that document unless he has what? A prusbol associated with it. So he takes out the Shtar Chov and says, what? I don't have a prusbol. Lo Yifru'u. So then they cannot, neither of these can what? Or demand payment or be paid in this case because, right, even though they have somewhat evidence that they are owed money, they're missing the second document, which would almost verify that they are really owed that money. And without that verification, the payee or the debtor has a valid claim that they can make on an equal footing, which is that either that Shemitah was nishmetet or that I already paid you your ksuba. So both of those are fair claims. And with those fair claims, right, you can't go back and demand payment. Right, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer min ha-sakana ve'ilech. Right, so in the time that there were problems during the during the gzeirot of the Hadrianic laws, when they had Jews were under severe pressure and they were forbidden from performing a lot of the mitzvot that dealt with anything of Jewish life. So over here you have a possibility that a woman would not have either a ksuba, would not have a get that was sustained, because if any of these documents were found, right, then they would be punishable, even possibly by death. So what they would do is they'd write them, have them done, and then rip them up afterwards. So she can get her ksuba without a get. Because the reason she doesn't have a get now, right, is not because possibly she doesn't have verification now, but possibly that she had a get, and it was already ripped up. Or, right, and therefore that's why she doesn't have a get. Same to the bachol. He has a credit document. The reason he doesn't have a prusbol is not because it wasn't written, but because it was illegal for him to have a prusbol.
He wrote it.
Right, he wrote it, and then they got rid of it because they couldn't hold on to these documents anymore because of the laws.
But all right. That's on condition that it was written in the first place.
Right. They can't come with a claim and say, and it was never written, and then they have a fair claim. They have to make a claim it was written and ripped up. Right, that is true. They have to make the claim. Okay, Shema Mina. All right, from our Mishnah, you see what? Kotvin Shovar.
Why can't she have we assume she has the ksuba here, a written ksuba? Right?
Yeah, yeah. It, well, it depends so, which stage. Right?
Well, no, this stage.
In the first part of the Mishnah, you say.
In the second part of the Mishnah, ksuba ve'eni maget.
Ksuba ve'eni maget,
yeah. So it sounds like she has a ksuba, right?
Yes.
How come she can have a ksuba? Because that's not a religious right.
Oh, why? No, that's before the sakana. That's before the sakana.
Alright,
so we have to deal with what's remaining, right? And a ksuba may not have been. A ksuba is not a religious document.
It's not a religious document.
It's really a game to varim.
Right.
A ksuba is not really.
It's a monetary deal.
Right. It's very. I mean, we read it at the chuppah, everybody gets excited, but it's it's really obligations on both parties. It's not really
a man.
It doesn't have a religious significance. Except the Rabbi Meir, who thinks you can't be married without a ksuba, but other than that, there's not necessarily a document. All right, Shema Mina Kotvin Shovar. It must be that we write a receipt. It's for payment. Why? So either, the question here is the Gemara. Rashi says the Gemara is saying over here, Kotvin Shovar, because we paskin that way, that we do use a shovar. Tosfos and the other Rishonim say, no, it's not. The Gemara is asking, right, according to the one who says we don't write a shovar, our Mishnah or our Gemara sounds like you do write a shovar. Why? Right, because if you do not write a receipt, what are we afraid of now? What is she's coming, right, and making a claim with her ksuba, right, and we'll be afraid that what? That she's going to come again and make another claim with the same ksuba, right? So why would she make another claim? So now she can't come back and what? Make a claim again that she was divorced, right, twice, because she'd either have to have edim, we're going to see in a second, have to edim, or some sort of proof that she was divorced. But what she could do is come back later on after her husband dies, or ex-husband dies, and make a claim as an almana. Right, so if we leave the ksuba in her hands, right, even though she now cannot show up with the get, and she brought, so she didn't have a get, let's assume she didn't have a get, but she had edim that she got divorced. So she comes and makes a claim and collects on her ksuba. If we do not write a shovar, if we do not write a receipt at this point in time, so they'll go somewhere else, they'll move somewhere else, or she'll go some other city. Then she'll show up after her husband, ex-husband passes away. Say, I'm an almana. You know, what do you need? You need Aiden that my husband died. Here, I have Aiden that he died. Nobody will know that she was divorced from him, and she'll come and collect again with the same ksuba.
Or you can go to Medina Siyam.
Right, go to Medina Siyam. Right, another place where they don't know. Or right, I'm sorry, he can go to Medina Siyam, right, where they don't. And then she'll make a claim that now he's dead. All right, so that's the problem here. If you don't write a shovar, then it's very difficult that we leave her with this ksuba. So where it says, Lichush dimma makle ktuba v'gavyabo. Amrav. So Rav says, it's makom she'ein kotvin ksuba askinan. We're talking about a place where they do not write a ksuba. Right, so it seems to me that there were different minhagim in different places, that whether they wrote a ksuba or not. Not that they didn't have a ksuba, right? But whether they wrote the ksuba or not. Why? Even if you do not write a ksuba, right? There's a tnai beis din that she is entitled to a ksuba. So she's entitled to the amounts of the ksuba. It's just a question, does she have a document of ksuba? So Rav says, our Mishnah is talking about a case, what? In a place where they do not write a ksuba. Right? So if they didn't write a ksuba, you no longer have this issue. Or you have no proof, at least, that what? That they wrote a shovar. She's coming to court to make a claim, let's see a get, veini moktuba, right? She doesn't have a ksuba, or she brings a ksuba, veini maget, but if she brings edim, that what? That she has gerushin, right? She collects on it from Bezdin, but she doesn't have a ksuba document to come back again and make a secondary claim, right? She doesn't have that. So, that will solve the problem. That's Rab. Ushmuel amar, af b'mokum shekotvin ktuba. Right, this is even a place where they write a ksuba is our Mishnah. So, Shmuel Kotvin Shovar. So, according to Shmuel, if you have it in a place where they do write a ksuba, the only way to prevent a secondary claim with the ksuba, or I mean, a repeat claim with the ksuba, is to say what? That they wrote a receipt.
The receipt, the shovar, should, even if there's no shtar ksuba that was ever written.
Right.
If there's a transaction that he's paying her the money,
right.
why wouldn't there be a case of shovar there also? Well, why is it dependent on there being an initial shtar ksuva? If he's giving her money, I would think that either way.
Well, that's machlokas in general. Whether, I mean, it's machlokas in other places, and we've seen it here in ksubas once or twice, that whether we do write a shovar or not, who is the obligation on to preserve the transaction?
So in the sense, okay, so but let, assuming that we're going...
According to Rav here.
Assuming that we're going according to Rav, that you write a shovar, okay?
Wait, according to Rav, there's no shovar here because there was no ksuba. So you don't have to see it.
Take ourselves out of this.
Okay, before the step before.
Let's assume. So there's a machlokas whether or not there's a requirement for a shovar to be written.
Right.
So let's go according to the person who says that it's incumbent upon him.
Right.
To the burden of proof lies with him. So we do write a shovar.
Right.
Why is that dependent on having a shtar ksuva written in the first place or not?
Okay, her ability to come back and make a claim again.
No, but if he paid her money, regardless of what, because the Beis Din says that he has to pay her money. That's irregardless of whether or not there's an actual shtar.
Right.
So the fact that if he paid her money, irregardless of whether it started with a shtar ksuva, he paid her money.
Right.
So why?
Because she doesn't have. She has to have something when she comes to Beis Din, right? She has to. She has to show up with some sort of evidence that she's entitled to her ksuba. Right? She can't just step into Beis Din and say, "Okay, I don't have a ksuba,
but
give me my money." Right? She can't say that. So she has to have edim. She has to have witnesses that she was, first of all, either witnesses that she was married at some point, or that she has a get, or she has a gerushin. Right?
Right.
So one of those two things. So those witnesses are what are entitled to her to a ksuba.
Right.
Right. So now, if she wants to go make a claim again, oh, this is my husband, and I'm nitalma, and I deserve a ksuba. Right, if she goes to Beis Din somewhere else, they're not going to let her.
Why should she make another pair of Edom with the same Edom?
Well, the same Edom, no, that she
so
was. What are the other Edom going to do? The only time it's going to work if she goes to a place where nobody knows her,
right.
And she's going to have to show up with Edom that they were married, and number two that she was in a place that didn't have a ksuba, right? That didn't have a ksuba. Once she has a shtar ksuba, she can go to any Beis Din wherever she wants and make a claim. As long as she says, look, I was Miss Alma, no, I lived with this guy, and now she's dead, and let me have my ksuba paid out.
Right.
Without a shtar ksuba, right, then she's going to, it's really, she's reliant on the, basically in her locus, because it's only a place where somebody will know they got married, and there's minokum okum shein, mekabel and ksuba, right? That has to be, those are two factors.
Right.
So she's got to have aiding to that effect. Once she has aiding to that effect, then when she comes to make a second claim, that's what you're afraid of. She'll come and make a second claim. Without a shtar ksuba, she's going to need Edom to make that claim. Those Edom already know about what happened in the first place. We're not afraid that the Edom are going to lie the second time. What we are afraid of is that she's going to bring new Edom who I don't know about the first circumstance.
Right. So, but in that case, so let's say that happens, but he has a shovar.
Right. Well, if he has a shovar, then it's no problem.
No,
right.
I think Jasmine is
no. I'm saying that it seems like from here that we're saying that shovar is dependent on there being
a shtar ksuba.
A shtar ksuba.
Right.
You need a shtar ksuba. You need a shovar if it's a place with a ksuba, because then she can do it the second time.
Right.
And what I'm saying is, forget about the ksuba. If there's no ksuba,
give him a shovar.
She come back again and just do the same truth again.
Right. All right. But that, the Gemara says that's not conclusive. Then that you don't have to give. You wouldn't have to write a shovar in that case, because there's no. The chances of cheating are less, and therefore.
But she might do the same truth again. She'll come back to aid him.
No, but it's not. We don't. That we're not worried about. If you look in Rashi, Rashi seems to. He says. This Rashi over here. The problem is not that we're worried about Edom lying. We're worried about the fact that if she comes back with the shtar ksuba, not with Edom that lie. All right. So I understand what you're saying. The easiest solution, I mean, to us is with an American mentality, take a shovar, get a receipt. So that's
what do you
it.
Say to the basket?
Right. So the problem is that the Gemara is not automatically assuming that that's the case. That it may not be necessary, or they may not be. He may not be able to force a receipt to be written. Meaning that's the underlying assumption of the Gemara is not that you can get a receipt no matter what.
Or you're saying that with Edom, if there's no ksuba, so she comes with Edom, she proves she does what she does to get the initial money. If she's going to cheat again, she's not going to go for that same old going crazy. If she's going to cheat again, it's going to be something easy because she has another ksuba and she goes somewhere else and she says, here's my ksuba. And
right.
If there's no ksuba,
let's say she can't get Edom. If you look at this Rashi, we'll do the first Rashi on the Gemara here. Shmami nam b'tani govak tuta b'hotzat get v'lo chayish l'rume ma'armo. We don't worry about her as cheating. B'hadro mafik subasa b'beit din achrina. She'll take it out somewhere else. B'tikvak subasa, right? B'beit din achrina. B'tikvak achar mitato b'toris almana. She'll come back again as a widow and say, I'm going to collect. Lomar, lo nit garashti, ve lo nit fereti. I never got divorced, and I never got paid. Daha vade v'torz grusha lo hadragavio. She can't come back as a grusha again. Daha karina legita. They ripped up her get. All right, her get's gone, so she doesn't have any evidence that she got divorced, except for the witnesses that she got divorced. And those witnesses come. They're going to say she got divorced, that she's not entitled to collect as a widow. Chi hadra mafka l'ksuasa, below get, non masnisen, ari lo yifru. She has no right to collect the ksuba without a get. She needs a get to do that. Umiyu, havalon the mechash, what? She tamti that she most, that she'll wait until he dies. Betikve betora samono. She'll come back as a widow and say, here, umudalochai, shomina kotvim shovar al korcho, shalove. So again, this idea, you write a receipt against the will of the love, against the will of the borrower. Eno yochol hashmitat smov lomar lo efre achek taxer lish dari. Right, so that's again, as an American mentality, you say, give me the debt document back, and I'll pay you, and you rip up the debt document. So that's one possibility. Or the other possibility is, no, we say she gets to keep the debt document, but you get a receipt, right? You get a shovar. Shetem b'dor taxer v'totziena, elo omrim lo para, pay, v'hu yichtov cha, right, or he, it should be, he yichtov cha shovar, and then you'll get a receipt. U'pultehi b'bababacha. This is the machlokis. But Kaimalon, Rashi says, command armor ain't kotvim. We all like the one who says, do not write a receipt. Fish and Nimsa said, Sarach Lishmor Shov Roman Abachbarim, because then he has to worry about it getting eaten up. There were no safe deposit boxes. If you had a receipt or a shovar, right, you were at a lot of risk. If that got lost or got eaten up or got destroyed, that someone could pull out the deck document on you again. So the Gemara says, when there's some on the Tanai Bezdin, there is no need for a shovar because there's no ability for her to take out this document again. So how is she going to collect? The only way for her to collect is being as an almana. And if she's an almana, she's got to have edim to everything that transpired beforehand, and that'll only be in her, probably in her locus. If that's the case, based in there, it's not going to accept, right, that claim again. I mean, they're not going to fall for it. And in another based in, they're not going to know that she doesn't have a, that it's a place that didn't get subot, and they're not going to entitle her to get it until she, right, can show evidence of that. So, that, I mean, there's enough disincentive, right, for her to not be able to make those claims. Now, Shmuel says, all right, well, Shmuel, Kotvin Shovar, I'm sorry, because he said, what, even in a place where they do write a ksuba. So, I not only demon fire should be made by Shmuel, I understood the words of Shmuel, but Malkum Shein Kotvin, Vamar Katavti. It's in a place where what? What's the claim in our mission? The claim in our mission is in a place either where they did not write a ksuba, and he says, I did write a ksuba. So most people, the Minhag Malkum was not to write a ksuba, and he says, I did. Alav lahavi raya. Then the obligation is on him to prove that he actually wrote a shtar ksuba, because if he did write a shtar ksuba, he wants it back, or he wants a shovar, right? But Malkum should kotvim, or if it's in a place where what they do normally write a ksuba. V'amra lo katav li, and she says, he did not write for me a ksuba, then alav lahavi raya. Then it's obligation is upon her, the burden of proof is on her to show that she did not get a ksuba. So that's what in our Mishnah. So if she comes, right, if she comes with a ksuba, v'eini my get, right, so in each of these cases, what it depends who the burden of proof is in these cases. So that, what, you never write a receipt, right, and why can she be gover with a ksuba, right, why can she come with her ksuba and be gover and collect when there's no get there? So that's because it's a place, right, that they don't normally write gets, right? If it's a place where they normally write gets, don't write a get. And she, don't write ksuba. So she comes up with a get and does not have a ksuba, and she wants to collect on that. So the mission says, go ahead and collect, right? Oh, now what are we afraid of? We're afraid that he's going to show up. He's going to say, give me a receipt. We go, you're not entitled to any receipt here. We have no documents. So he goes, well, what about the ksuba? She's going to pull out the ksuba I wrote for her. They go, what ksuba? We're in a place that doesn't write ksubas. So he sees what he says, I wrote her anyway. So then he said, no, then the burden of proof is on you to show that you went against the minhag ha'makom. So therefore, you're going to pay unless you can bring a proof that what? That you went against the minhag ha'makom and you're entitled to rip up the shtar. If he proves that she has the ksuba, then he can get the ksuba back and rip it up. Because that's his way of showing that he paid it. If it's not, then his evidence is what? That she came with her get, and we're going to rip up the get in order for her to get her payment. So therefore, she has no more claim. What's her claim when she comes to Beis Din? Right now, either she has no get left to make a claim, she has no ksuba because they didn't write a ksuba in that place, and if she comes as an almana, she can only do it in the place, this makom, because the only place that was no, she was married, or we can have any evidence of that, and there she can't cheat them out of getting a new ksuba again. So that would be the solution according to Shmuel.
Right.
And if she says that she lost the ksuba?
If she said, oh, but then she's out of luck.
Okay. No, she says that he wrote her a ksuba anyway.
Oh, if she agrees that there is a ksuba, but abdi ksuba si. Right, I don't know. She probably gets it because it's amigo over there. She had a better claim. She could have said, I never had a ksuma meolam, right? So she has it. She'll probably get paid. Question of whether we then, what do we do for him? Because she agrees that there's a ksuba floating around. That's a good question. What do we do for him? All right.
She says that there was a shover. The Mercer said, you could shover. If not, she could take out the ksuba again.
Right.
But the Mishnah itself says that he says he lost his shover. Isn't that enough indication that if he says, oh, shover, that means it's a place that there is a shover?
Right. Oh, but the second case here, Ktoba v'ni maget, Tuba v'ni maget, right?
And he says...
Because you're married, about Ktiva, married, about Shovri, right?
Absolutely, the only place it was in Meshova, because now what is the Shovri doing?
Right. Well, the problem is not whether, it's not whether you can have a Shovar, it's whether we can obligate you to have a Shovar. I mean, so that the fact that a shofar exists does not undermine the opinion that we don't write a shofar.
Right, if you don't obligate, then...
No, the question is whether we can force a shofar to be written or not. Meaning that...
But for me, it's much more you could, because...
Right, that we say, too bad, you don't get the document back, write a shofar. But in the case where it's a vayt shofri, we don't know how he got the shofar. I mean, it's not that based in force. Maybe he's willing to take a shofar. All right. Vaf Rav Hadarbe, and even Rav went back on this. Amar Rav, Ben b'makom shekotvim, Ben b'makom she'ein kotvim, get gova ikar ktuba, ikar, tuba gova tosefet. V'chol rotel ashiv yovel v'yashiv. So Rav says in the end, what? Each document entitles you to what? A certain amount. The get entitles you to the ikar ksuba, which is 100 or 200. The ksuba is the document that entitles you to the tosefet. So that'll solve our problems here. So that whether it's a place that they kotev or not kotev. So what do you have here? If she takes out a get, it doesn't take out a ksuba. When we say gova, she's only gova what? The 100 or the 200 based on the get. Then we rip up the get. She's going to come again and make a claim with the ksuba. That's what we're afraid of. Oh, don't worry about that. Why? Because if she pulls out the ksuba again, she's only going to be entitled to tosefet. She won't be entitled to the ikar ksuba. So she can't make the same claim with the ksuba. That's twice, right? So her ksuba entitles her to the tosefet, the get entitles her to the ikar. In a case where it's ktuba v'eni maget, she'll get the tosefet, but she won't get the get. She won't get the ikar. And therefore, what if she pulls out the get document later? Right, then, or whatever, if she pulls it out, the ksuba's gone now, they'll rip off the ksuba. And she pulls out the get later on to make a claim. That what? I was divorced, but it's a place, I came from a place where there was no ksuba, or I lost my ksuba, whatever the claim is. What you're going to say? No problem, we'll pay you 100 or 200, but you're not going to get your tosefet ksuba. So each document entitles her to a different, right, payment. Ksuba, beni maget, he omerit avad giti, v'omer avad shovri. She says, I lost the get, he says, I lost my receipt. They don't pay. According to Shmuel, mukilaba makom shein kotvin. Put in a place where they don't write a ksuba. V'amar katavti, and he says, I wrote her a ksuba. Damrinan lei, I see raya. Right, bring a proof. V'lo my see raya. Right, if he doesn't bring a proof, Amrinan zil parei. Go ahead and pay. You're gonna have to pay up. Right, so that's the case in our mission is going to be. He'll set up the case here that what? They don't have to, the case where he has to pay.
I'll
put it in a place they don't close it. But I'm Markatafti. He says, I wrote it. I'm reading I see Raya. Bring a proof. I'm reading Zil Pari. Then bring a Rav, and he the Ikar lo Gavio to Sefet Mihi Tigvi. Right, okay, fine. If it's a place where what? It's a, she has a ksuba, but no get. At least let her collect what? The tosefet. Right? Because according to Rav, each document entitles her to a portion here. So why in the second half of the mission do we say, lo tifru, they don't pay anything? Right? She should get at least what? She should get the tosefet ksubasa. Right? So then it's, all right.
The mission is Shper according to Rav.
Right, right. Shper according to Rav. Now, I'm sorry, the case is, so he can say, I'm sorry, over here, that I'm, sorry.
It's ksuba v'eni maget, right? So that's why he said it's according to Rav, it's a problem.
Yeah, no, I understand why Rav's a problem. I'm just wondering why Shmuel is not a problem. I just to remind myself. I'm sorry. Alright, so that's why she's taking out a ksuba. So it's a Malkum Shein Kotvin, right? And he says, I wrote a ksuba. So then they show up in court, and she has a ksuba, but no get. So he says, what? It was I wrote the ksuba. I brought evidence that I wrote a ksuba in a place where they don't normally write a ksuba. So then I got, they ripped up her get, because I paid already, and it gave me a shovar. And that's why he has a valid claim now, where he can make it, okay, that's what it is. That's why, he's, according to Shmuel, he has a valid claim in Lo Tifru. But according to Rav, right, sure he has a valid claim with regards to the get, but with regards to the ksuba, why not say what? That should at least pay out the tosefet, because each document entitles you to a certain amount of, a different portion of the payout, and therefore it should entitle it to that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, hachu mai skinin k'chein sham edei gerushin. We have no evidence of the gerushin. Well, yeah, so not only do you not have a shtar get, we don't even know she was divorced. So her claim with the ksuba, right, is not a valid ksuba because what? We don't even know she was divorced. Because Migo, the Yochel Meimar, lo girashtia. He could say what? We're not divorced. Yochel Meimar, girashtia. Right? He could say that I divorced her, but not to la ksubas, and I already paid out her ksuba. Because he could basically, he could wipe out the claim by saying we never got divorced. Because she has no evidence that they got divorced. Alright, so discuss whether this is a good Migo or not, right? Because if they're really married, right, then technically what? Right, he's going to be Chaya, right, share ksus. Right, now he has to pay up, share and ksus. So now has he just obligated himself now to start supporting this woman again? Because that's the Migo. Right, he has two choices. Either you're divorced, and you got to come pay up here because she has a ksuba, or you're not divorced, support her. Right, so Tosafot says, is that a good Migo, number one? And,
the truth depends on that
Yeah,
right. Right, right. It may pay for him, but I'm saying Tosa says, well, of course, is it a good Migo? Number one, and number two is, do we obligate him? Tosa says the end concludes that it's not. He says that the claim and the what's called the admission has nothing to do with the claim. I mean that you're making two different right. The Taina, it's the Migo works because it's Taina Chitim, right? Bodab Soru. Right, she's asking for one, like chitim, and he's admitting to sorum. Over there, the Gemara says that's not considered modiv mixas. Right, the chalukas, but it's not modiv mixas because the taina is not mi'ein, the hoda is not mi'ein a taina. So over here, he says what he's talking about, she's not even asking for. So even though it works as amigo, we're not going to obligate him because her claim it has nothing to do with what, how he's that response that he's giving. I mean, that's I'm just pointing it out because it's an interesting migo here that he's saying we're still married. Right, that's how he's getting himself out. This Migo. It's so much. All right.
I'm not saying that. That's the other one.
I mean, yeah, right. He could have made that claim. The question is, could he really have made that claim? Because what would have helped? All right. So Miktani Sefer B'Shkulam Mer Mina Sakana Beilech Isha Govak Tugata Shlo Beget, that a woman collects her ksuba without a get. Uvachov Shlo Beprusbal B'Deika Eidei Gerushin Askinan. Obviously, we're talking about Eidei Gerushin because he's talking. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. There's no other way to make a claim without Eidei Gerushin, meaning that you might not be able to have a get because it's a sakana, but you still have to have Eidim that you got divorced. Dileka Eidei Gerushin, my Gavio. If she doesn't have any Eidei Gerushin, then what's she coming to make a claim with? Ella Kula Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So we have this is what it is. V'achim Tani, Hari Elu Lo Yifru'u, in the case where she has a get and no, I mean, in a has a ksuba and no get, right there they don't pay, but my Dvarim Mim Shein Shem Eidei Gerushin. That's as long as they don't have any Eidim that they got divorced. If they have Eidei Gerushin, then she what? He has a good claim to take the Tosefet. Because why? She has the fact that she got divorced, so he has no Migo anymore. And number two is, she has a Ksuba document. According to Rav, Ksuba document's enough to get you Tosefet. Ah, what do you do about the get that's missing here? Right, but we're not paying her the 100 or 200 that would be entitled through the get. V'ikar, imafka gita gabio. If she procures the document, right, the get, then she'll get paid out. But if she doesn't show up with the document, then nothing to talk about here. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says. In the end, what? If you have Eidei Gerushin, that'll be enough to entitle you to the 100 or 200, because there's no way she can show up the get document anymore, because they never kept them. They ripped them up.
And according to Shmuel, how do you explain the Gemara now?
Wait, no, Shmuel doesn't need any of this explanation.
Could he fit into this explanation? Because according to this explanation,
but Shmuel doesn't have this principle that you pay, each document pays you out separately. According to Shmuel, you collect everything with the ksuba document or anything with the get.
In this case, what would happen? Because
Which case? The case of Rav Shimon Gamliel's case?
Right, the case I'm doing now, that's Chutzim
Rav. He doesn't have a problem. He says she shows up at the Ksuba and she has Edei Gerushin from the Sakana Ve'elach, he paid out everything. That would be Shmuel's contention if she had a get, right? Meaning that if she just had Hotzia get Ve'ini Moksuba, she could get the whole payment.
Right, so that means he couldn't read the Mishnah the way this explanation alone goes according to Rav.
It's according to Rav, who's splitting it up between Tosefet and Gita.
According
to Shmuel, you get everything. When we say pay, you pay everything. If you don't pay, you pay anything. Rav is the one who splits it between the documents, right, to solve his problem. All right. The didach, the mar get gova ikar, that the get collects the 100 or 200, amana mina nisuin by my gabio. And amana from nisuin, what's she going to collect with? Because what? Ksuba only gets you tosefet ksuba. She is an amana, so she doesn't have a get. How's she going to get her 100 or 200 out? If Rab believes that the split is what? That the 100 or 200 come from the get, and the Tosefet Ksuba comes from the Ksuba, a woman is a widow, only has one of those two documents. She has a Ksuba, she never has a get. So, Be'edei Misa. So she'll bring Edei Misa. V'dilma, V'lechush, Dilma Girsha, Umafka L'Gita, right? V'gavya Be'i. Right, so what, we're going to say what? Maybe he really divorced her. And then she's going to take out the get, and collect 100, 200 as well with the get. Right, so she'll be able to collect that 100 and 200 twice. Once as with the get document, and once as an amono, right? So she'll go first and get Edei Misa, and then she'll go back and say, oh, you know what, David, so it says, but Yoshevet Tachat Bala. No, we have Edim that she was living with her husband till close to his death. Right? If she's living with her husband close to her death, we know that she wasn't divorced, right? There's no evidence of a divorce here, so we're not worried that she's going to come back with a divorce document.
Right.
So it says, V'dilma Samach L'Misa Gersha, right? So we have ample Mishnayos that show that many people would try to give their wives get in right before their death to prevent Yibum, in a lot of instances to prevent Yibum, or right to clear claims on the estate. For whatever reason, they had a get that would go effective right before their death or right by their death. Ihu, the opposite of Nafshe. That's his problem. If he's giving out a get right before death, he better be sure that he has everything in order because she can come back to that document. Now, the problem is, Amono mene Rusin, but my Gabio. What's an amana min Yerusim going to do? So, hey, Edei Misa. So she'll show up with Edei Misa. Belichush Dilma Girsha Umafki Gita V'Gavya. Right? So what? We're going to have... She'll pull out the get document. They really got divorced, min Yerusim. Now she'll pull out the get document. How did you answer before? Answered before was what? Yoshevet Tachabala. We knew that she was living with her husband. That's not true of an Arusa. You can't have that evidenced by Arusa. So Arusa could be divorced, right, without us ever knowing, or she could be widowed without us ever knowing what the real circumstance between them is. Ella, demokum delefshar kadvin and shovar. So that's Rav's conclusion. In a place where there's no other option, so this is to your question, that where there is no way to get around, right, that the problem by roommate, that she might come back and cheat, in those cases we do write a shovar, we write a receipt. Right, if there's a reason to be suspicious that there will be a second claim or a repeat claim, we write a shovar. In places where we know there's what, that there's evidence that she really was not going to show up with a second claim, we're not going to write a shovar. Right, either we're going to rip up the get or we're going to rip up the ksuba. Dilo te mahachi Edei Misa gufayo nechish. Right, well, let's worry about the Edei Misa. Dilma mafke Edei Misa b'hai beidina v'gavya b'hadar mafke v'beizdina achrina v'gavya. She'll bring Edei Misa in two different beizdins, right, and collect twice. Right, that's it. Elavade b'makum t'lefshar kadbin and shovar. Must be in a case where... Yeah, it sounds like it, right, from this thing over here, that you have to write a shovar in this case, right. Right, because of this case...
The Gemara sort of answers it, moves on, and then...
Right, because
I guess because this case was a checkmate. Right. You had to use a shovel, so we said, you know, once you use a shovel, you have to.
Right. So that would be again your case again, Jeff, right, that they're writing a shovel because it's impossible that she might show up again and try to make a claim again. Right. The only time we have it where she's not going to make a claim again is with a get. We know that she can't. She won't come and make that claim again. Right. Amale Mark Shisha Bereid Rav Chista Ravashi Almono Min Harusin Minolan De Isla Ksuba. How do we know that an almona from the Erusin gets a ksuba at all? Now, we had a machlokes before when she gets Tosefet Ksuba. So, right? The Tosefet Ksuba, we say what? According to, I can't remember, that she's only Gamar Umakne when he's Nisuin. Right? That's the Chibas Bia, is what he's Gomer and Makne, the Tosefet Ksuba. So, But the Iker Ksuba, the 100 and 200, how we know that a Almano from Erusin is entitled to a Ksuba of 100 or 200, that she gets that. Ilay Mamaha, if it's from this, Nit Armar, Nit Garsham, Ben Min Erusin, Ben Esumim, Gobetako, right? That in a case where she's Nit Armar, Nit Garsham from the Erusin or Nisun, she gets the whole amount. Dilma Kotavlo, maybe it's a case where he wrote her a Ksuba. So how do we still know that it's a Tanai based in that she gets her Ksuba? Maybe this is the case where he went with Nimishir Sedin and wrote her Ksuba. That's what he wrote her. If you say, what's the big deal? If he wrote a Ksuba, then what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Of course she gets to make a claim if he wrote her Ksuba. Lafuke mi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let's come to accept from Rabbi Elazar Zer. Amar shlo kotavla el menashu konsa. He only writes a Ksuba, right, based on the fact that she will, what? He'll take her for Nisuin. Without Nisuin, he would not give her a Ksuba. Take anami diktani, go vet hakol. Over here it says that she gets the whole amount. Then she gets a kol. Kol meaning the Iker Ksuba plus the Tosefis. If she doesn't have a Ksuba, my go bet a kol. What does it mean she gets everything? The only thing she's going to get is mono mataimu, the Isla. Right? She only gets 100 or 200. So it must be what a kol here means, that not only she gets the Iker Ksuba, she gets 100 or 200, but she also gets what? The Tosefis Ksuba. Why is she getting Tosefik Ksuba over here? Because he wrote her a Ksuba. Right. So if he wrote her a Ksuba, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that's still not enough. Why? Because he won't be Makne, the Tosefik Ksuba, except Chivas Bia. So that's what Gemara is saying. This is not like, this Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That what? From the Erusin. If she has a Shtar Ksuba, she's able to collect both Mana Matayim and the Tosefes Ksuba. Right? So that's her entitlement in this case. Okay. So the Gemara says, alright, so we don't have a proof from there that what, without a document, she's entitled to the 100 or 200, because this is a case of a documented ksuba. So, Ela miditani Rabbi Chiya ba'avit, ishto arusa, lo one, velo matamila. So if a woman passes away, a man is, had done irusin with a woman, then she passes away. So he's not onain, meaning that he doesn't become an onain. He's not married to the extent where he becomes an onain from this. V'lo matami lo, if he's a kohen, he's not. A kohen is entitled to matami himself for the shiva krovim. One of those krovim is ishto. It's not considered ishto enough for him to be matami lo. V'chein he, on her side, if he just dies while they're rusin, lo onenet, she's not an onain. V'lo matami lo, mita'ama lo, she doesn't become tamei for him. That's not because a kohenet cannot become tamei. She's not mitzuva on not becoming tamei, but what? She's not obligated to deal with the mace. She's not obligated to become tamei to deal with the mace because she's not a full husband. Meita ina yorsha, right? If she dies, he does not inherit her, right? Mace who? Gova ksubasa. If he dies, then she collects her ksuba. So Mari says again, dilma de kotivla. Maybe he wrote her a ksuba. How do you know that this is coming because it's Tanai Beis Din that we say what she doesn't get that she gets her ksuba over here? Dilma katavla, go ksuba. Dilma katavla, mi katavla. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is meta in a yorsha. It's drichalei. It came to teach us that if she dies, he does not inherit her. So even though when she dies, he does not inherit her, still she gets the ksuba when he's written it for her.
What's the case, if you didn't write it, how would you know how much it is?
It's automatic, it, Tanai Beis Din, 100, 200.
No, I'm saying, we're not saying the ksuba is for the...
No, not for the Tosefet, right. That we did, in the previous case, we said it was for Tosefet, go back to Kol, because he wrote it for her. That was the proof that we didn't have a proof in the Mishnah.
No, but in that case, if you didn't write it, she would have to be go back Kol.
No, what's Kol then? If she doesn't have a ksuba, the only thing she's entitled to is 100 or 200. Tosef, it's only that's documented in a ksuba. Tosef is not an automatic number, right?
We're
only talking about the ikar ksuba. No. So that's how the Gemara disproved. In the previous mission, we said, we see that she's gobek ksubasa from the Erusin. The Gemara says, you don't have evidence from that Mishnah because that Mishnah is a case where he wrote it for her. How do you know he wrote it for her? Then it'd be obvious in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that she wrote it to her because it's gobek akol, which includes Tosef. If we're talking about Tosefet, it must be that he wrote a document. If he wrote a document, we don't have evidence that when she doesn't have a document, she's entitled to a ksuba. That's what the Gemara is after over here. 100 or 200, right. That's what the Gemara is after here. How do we know if she's in Arusa, doesn't have a ksuba, that she's entitled to get 100 or 200? That's Tanya Beisin. Now the Gemara has a proof. Gemara says, if he dies, she's entitled to a ksuba. Gemara says, say that if he wrote it over here. right? Because if he didn't write it, right, so that was the Gemara. So Dimakatala, but Kitei Mikatala, Maila Memra. What's the Chiddush? The Gemara rejects the proof from here again with what? Saying that he wrote a document. So Gemara says, Emeitani Yershunetz Dichalei. That's what it's coming. Even though he wrote a document here, that's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is what? That if she dies, he does not inherit her. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, even though he wrote it. So Amarle Rav Nachman Rav Huna the Rav.
What was that saying? That we have to write it because since we were saying.
Not that you have to write it. It's no proof in this Mishnah.
No.
If it's not written.
Okay, but we can assume, we can't prove that it's not written because there would be a reason to say that he would have had to write it because we might have thought, since it says that if she dies, he doesn't inherit her,
right.
We might have thought that, okay, then
the opposite
then,
is true.
Then the opposite
he
is true.
Would inherit her, right, exactly. So that's not a proof to that connection. So Amar Rav Nachman the Rav Huna the Rav. The Rav, the Amar Get Gova Ikar. This is a new sugya, so I wanted to do anything with this. Amar Rav Nachman the Rav Huna the Rav, the Amar Get Gova Ikar. Lichos Dilma Mafka Gita Vahai Beidina Begavia Vahadra Mafka Beidina Achrina Begavia. Right? Why don't we say that what? If according to Rav, that you take out the Get gives you what? The Ikar Suba, and then the Suba gets you the Tosefik Suba. Why don't we choshesh what? That when she takes out the when he takes out the get here and collects with it, that she'll go what? And collect with it again, right? So then what's the solution? Rip up the get. She comes and makes a claim with the get, rip up the get, and then because we're all again, our underlying assumption here is there's no shovar, there's no receipt here. So rip up the get. He made payment, rip up the get. Because her only evidence, right? The first case in the Mishnah was, what was her only evidence? She came with a get without a ksuba. According to Rav, you pay ikar ksuba. So now she's going to show up the get again. And the get is a good claim document, according to him. So rip up the get. So Amra, what is she going to say when you say rip up the get? She goes, Amra, begin of the subebe. I need it to get married. I need the get document. You can't rip up my get document. Nobody will marry me if I don't have a proper get.
Stamp it as
the Karina and lay. Right, so because being an agave kita danan karnuna, right? La mishum to kita posul to lo tahadir mitikve be zimna achrino. Right, so that's what's the issue here is what he says. They rip up the get, but they write on the get that's ripped. It's like you rip up a check, right? A guy instead, you know, rip up a check comes and tapes it up and brings it back and tries to make a claim with it. So maybe it'll work, right? But if you write void on the check, right, it's not going to be a good check anymore. But what's the problem with writing void on a get? Then people are going to think, why is it void? Because it was a puzzle get. It was a puzzle get. If it's a puzzle get, you can't make a claim. So what do they write on it? Exactly like you're saying. They give a stamp at the base and says, what? This is a kosher get, but we're ripping it up so she can't make another claim with it.
Why just stamp it?
Just write this? I don't know. They were worried about it.
She
could erase it.
She
scratched
it off. So she erases it. If it's ripped.
It's ripped and they have
to prove that one's had a stamp that says
it. So she erases it and tapes it.
So they won't come and make a collection with it again. All right, so that's the Gemara, just to chazer over this, right? Difficult. I told you, it's like a strange Gemara. It's a slightly difficult Gemara on what simple should be a simple topic. Right, so the Mishnah says, what if she takes out a get and she does not have a ksuba, she's entitled to be gobek subasa. So according to, at first we thought the reason is why, because there's an obligation for a shovar, right? I mean that you're entitled to a shovar. The fact that he doesn't show up to shovar entitles her to collect again, and therefore she can collect. The Gemara rejects that one according to Rav and one according to Shmuel. Rav says, it's in a place that either they ain't kotvin, but later on he admits to Shmuel and says it's even a place that they write a shtar. And why? What's the reason? Gova? She's only gova. Where is she gova over here? She's only gova ikar ksubasa. Right, she's missing her ksuba document. What I mean, Gova here, she's entitled to what? To get her basic, getting the 100 to 200. Then what do you do with the second half? The Mishnah Ketubah of any get. She has a ksuba, but no get. According to Rav, that should entitle her to what?
To get Tosefet.
Right. To get anything. Tosefet. According to Rav, it would be Tosefet. But our Mishnah says Lo Tifru. She doesn't get anything.
Why not
get Tosefet according to Rav? That's what the Gemara asked. Gemara answered up. It was a place she ain't kotvin. It's a place that they did not write a get, but there is a document here. She admits that there was a what? Right, so they didn't write a ksuba, and she's showing up with a ksuba. Right, so if she's showing up with a ksuba in Beis Din, we say what? All right, it's a place that they didn't write, so now she's showing up with a ksuba to get herself to a civic ksuba. You got to show up with what? Evidence that you got divorced. He's going to say, "What? Yes, it's a place that I wrote you a ksuba, but I also had a shofar for that. I got a receipt, and I lost the receipt." She says, "I lost my get." Right? The burden of proof is going to be what on her to show that they did have gerushin over here, that they had some sort of gerushin. And we said it has to be in a case what she'ein sham edei gerushin. There's no edei gerushin, because if there are edei gerushin, then she's in the better position again, because she has a ksuba document. She has edei gerushin. She'll be entitled to collect tosefet ksubasa, because he can't. His claim of lost shovar is not good enough over here. When there's no edei gerushin and no get, then her ksuba, right, is in a place where they don't write a ksuba. Ksuba is, he can say, "I wrote you ksuba, but I also got a shovar and I lost my shovar." But that ksuba does not entitle her to anything, because it's not. She has no evidence that the ksuba, she has rights to collect the ksuba, because he can make a claim that what? We're not divorced, right? And we're still married. Right, so that's the way Rav solves the Mishnah. And then we asked the last question on Rav was about Rav Shimon Gamliel.
Later on, where we had the possibility that maybe they weren't divorced, and say, no, but they were living together until right before he
died. Yeah, right, that was by Nisuin.
When he says, "No, we were never divorced, why don't we say he's dead.
Can't make that claim anymore.
Well, no. I know over there. I'm saying that over here.
Right.
So in this case we're talking about now, where he's saying that that he says, "I had a shogar, but I lost it.
And
she
he's believed because
Shuba
of Amigo. Right?
Why? Because he could then know that that they were never divorced.
Right.
Were they living together or weren't they living together?
Right. I mean, I don't know. It's a place where he's been dinas ayam. I don't know. You can come up with cases where they're not living together and you have no evidence from that. Right. You have to say that's the case, that it's not. There's no evidence here. All right, so you have Edei Gerushin. Now, so therefore what? And therefore the case. And then, for Rav, how do you deal with an almana? How does an almana collect? Okay, according to Rav, Shmuel doesn't have this problem. I'm going to go back to Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't have this problem because Shmuel says you collect everything in every case. But here he says for an almana, it's missing the get part, which is the basic or the ikar ksuba. How do you collect? How does an almana collect it? So where it says, no, because then she has Edei, right? She comes Edei Misa. Right, and that entitles her to the ikar, and then she has a ksuba to get her to seven. Mar says she's going to cheat. She's going to have Edei Misa. If she was really divorced, she'll bring Edei Misa, collect her money, and then she'll go back, and there'll be Edei Misa. Yeah, this guy died. She can bring Edei. They won't be lying. They'll say, yeah, this guy died. So she goes, collects his amana. Then she'll pull out the shtar document somewhere else and do it. So that's what should we say it was tachat bala, that she was under a bala. Then we said, what do you do, min erusin? Right? So by erusin, we said there's no solution. So in that case, you do write a shovar. Right, where we don't have a shovar, we say you got to write a shovar because she can cheat. And that was the same thing as the get before. Hotia get veini mo ksuba. Right, that was the Gemara says where you have she'll bring edei misa again. Right, what happens? She'll claim as an almana twice, where she has it in another place. If you don't rip up the ksuba, so there you got to write a shovar again according to Rav. That's the way Rav explains the Gemara. The last thing in Rav, what is that? If she takes out a get, she has the ikar. Right, we say you would rip up the get. She says, "I don't want the get ripped up because then I can't say I'm divorced. I don't have a kosher divorce." So there we say what? Rip up the get, but we stamp it and say what? It's not possible, but it's not good for a collection anymore. That's the way Rav explains the whole Mishnah. Shmuel is going
to
do the
Mishnah. You always have to do that when there's a year, you always have to leave her the get.
Right. Right, so you have to leave her a get, but only according to Rav is it significant, because Rav holds that the get document has a collection ability, right? It has a power of collection. All right, so then, now, what happens in Shmuel? How does Shmuel explain our Mishnah? Shmuel says it doesn't matter if it's a makom shekotvin or makom she'ain kotvin, right? That's it. The first case is Hotzia gets veini mo ksuba. She collects the entire ksuba. She gets to collect, what? Everything. She collects both... She collects both the 100, 200, and she gets the, what? Tosefes ksuba. And then we rip up her get. All right? Because that's according to her, that's the claim document. We rip up the get, so that it's not good. Again, if he would have the same problem as Rav, if she says, leave me the get document, then what? Then we have to, right. Then you have to say that what? You write her a shovar in that case. You have to write a shovar because if she wants to keep the debt, or you rip it up, or you stamp it. Right. So that's probably the more likely case is that you rip it up and stamp it like they did with Rav. Now, what's the other case? The case is ksuba veini ma get. She has a ksuba but no get. So then what? Is she entitled to collect or not collect, right? In this case, Shmuel says no, because the get is the evidence document that allows her to collect. And it doesn't matter where you are. Even if she's showing up at the ksuba, he can make a claim of parati. Right? He can always make the claim of what?
I paid it.
I paid it already. right? That we don't write a shofar. That if it's a place that they don't normally write a ksuba, right? Why is she pulling out a ksuba here? He says, I already, you know, whatever. That I already wrote her a document. So then the question is a ksuba here. So he wants to pay out. So if you see, if he can prove that he had a shtar ksuba, then when she has a get, she brings out the get, we rip up the ksuba if he can prove it. If it's a makum shein kotvin. And if it's a makum shein kotvin and she shows up with a ksuba, he can say, I had a shovar and I lost it. Yeah, we got divorced, I paid it out. But it was a makum shein kotvin, he says, I wrote the ksuba for her, but I lost my shovar. And then we have the miko, again, that she doesn't have to pay. Now, if it's a makum shein kotvin ksuba, right, then if she shows up to Beis Din, he say, I won't pay until you give me the ksuba, because it's a makum shein kotvin. Ma'am Shakotvin, she's gonna give me the ksuba and I'll rip it up. Then when she comes to Beis Din and she says, I have a ksuba of any maget, right, that's not a valuable thing. Then the burner of proof is what? The burner of proof is gonna be on her to show that she has a ksuba, that she has a ksuba here in order to get her payment. Right? So that's it. If you just look, I mean, we'll do that Rashi. One Rashi, Ladimi Farshali, it's on the first Talmud on Peitat, just to explain Shmuel's position. We don't write a ksubar. Why does she get her ksuba in the first case? If it's a place where they normally don't write a ksuba, and he says, I wrote it anyway. I'm afraid she's going to come and make another claim with the ksuba. Right? Then he has to bring a proof that he wrote a ksuba. Right? If he doesn't bring a proof, we say, pay her, and we're going to rip up the get. Right, then if she brings a raya, then edim shekotav logavya. Then she can't collect without the ksuba. So this case in our mission of hotia get venimo ksuba, where she's entitled to collect, is what? Is only in a case makum she'ein kotvin, right? And he has no evidence that he wrote her a ksuba. If he has evidence that he wrote her a ksuba, then what? Then we say, show up with your ksuba, otherwise you're not going to collect. Right? V'ilo ma'isirayak tani masnisin gova ksuba gova ksubasa v'inanem on lamar shaniti. Right? Minhag ha'ir. You can't say, what? That I changed the minhag ha'ir. V'i mekom shekotvin hu. Right? If he's a place where they normally do write again. If he amra lo kotov li, and she says he didn't write it to me, and that's why I don't have a ksuba here. Alel avirayo. Then she can't collect. With the plain get over here, she's not going to collect. Tani masnisin gova ksubasa shevi raya shlo kotov la. That first case in our mission, which says get without a ksuba, is where she brings proof that what? That it was a place that was either ksuba and she brought proof. So the question is, who's the burden on proof here? In this first case where it's get and she doesn't have a ksuba, if it's a place that they normally do write a ksuba, she won't collect unless she can prove that she didn't get a ksuba. If what? If it's a place that they normally don't give a ksuba and he says, I gave a ksuba, she can collect unless he brings proof, what? That he did give a ksuba, and then the obligation will be on him. In either case, ksubasa beni maget. If she shows up with the ksuba with no get, then there's nothing to talk about, right? Because the ksuba without a get is not a valid claim document according to Shmuel. According to Rav, it's a valid claim document because that's ktosef. But to Rav, the claim document's the get, right? And depending on whose obligation, you might need a ksuba or not need a ksuba, depending on what the minhag ha'malkum is. Right? So according to Shmuel, really you need both get and ksuba according to Shmuel. Right, the lack of one of them, well, lack of a get is not going to tie you to anything. A lack of ksuba in some instances will not hurt you, and that's why. In a case, they ain't kotvin. In a city there, they're not kotsev. That's you're entitled to collect just
so
a
really,
get.
So what starts off with Rav Shmuel is really the fact of is the get ksuba split the obligation or which one. And that's really what starts everything. From there, it drives.
Well, really, it's driven by this problem of shofar that they don't want. The Gemara doesn't want to set it out with shofar.
If you take the other approach, that it's driven. Right. By what the ksuba, what the get give you,
right?
And then if you go Gemara, then you'll end up saying shofar differently,
right?
So I'm saying,
yeah, exactly. I mean, the solution will differ depending on what you
right.
think get, what the ksuba entitled you to.
Right. It would be terrible. I mean, it would be that say that because shofar now we're forced to say that rather say that.
Oh, they both have to explain the Mishnah right. without shofar, right? That's right. What they want to do. Now we know there are differences in opinions in about get and ksuba.
Exactly.
This,
and that's
so they're going to force
so
how they explain the Mishnah.
What's
so
really,
all right, so there we go. So that's how we got through the Mishnah.
That's an expression that tells.
Right, the wagon and the dog, right?